InterVarsity Christian Fellowship was rejected as a campus organization by a student government committee at UW-Superior last semester. The committee contended that since the fellowship required its leaders to be Christian, that it discriminated against non-Christians. The group, which has chapters around the country and UW system, sued. But the Board of Regents rewrote the policy about student groups. It still bans discrimination on the basis of religion and other things, but adds wording that UW-Superior Chancellor Julius Erlenbach says gives student groups flexibility.
That's a little different than things it used to be, and so a step in a different direction.
A good direction?
I think it's a reasonable direction.
He hopes it'll end the controversy. UW-Superior InterVarsity Christian Fellowship Advisor Ralph Sielke says the proposal looks promising.
I'll be glad to have it over. My general feeling is that this is sort of a sense of unreality, that something that should be in the realm of common sense isn't, but I guess that's the world we live in.
Sielke and Erlenbach both hope this change will end the lawsuit and get InterVarsity Christian Fellowship full recognition as a student group. The next step is up to UW-Superior student government. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.